All right, well, let's kick it off and get started. All right, so I'm going to share an important message this morning, and then we're just going to open it up for any questions, and we'll go from there. So today's message that I want to talk about is on inspiration and getting your own inspiration to create your own ideal life and where you're going and what you're doing. So over the years, I had started off in a place of desperation, of not knowing. And I didn't know really anything. I didn't know about coaching. I didn't know about sales. I didn't know about enrollment. I didn't know about online. I didn't know about funnels. I didn't know anything of those things. And I started off in a very desperate place. I needed cash flow. I needed to provide for my family. And I was desperate. I was like, didn't have any money to pay the bills. So out of that place of desperation, I knew the power of inspiration. And I knew inspiration came through when I had clarity. But it was like this counter thing. It was like, I'm in desperation, which a lot of time causes confusion and lack of clarity, yet I needed inspiration to get clear so that I could actually just do what it took to get results. So it's like these two conflicting things all the time. And I realized back 5.5 years ago, I need to, even though I'm in a desperate situation, I need to get clear enough to receive inspiration so that I could get guidance and get the results. So that's when I started to use a lot of the personal development tools that many of you have been using. And through the tools, I was able to get clear enough so that I could focus and get inspiration during times of desperation. And this is how I would do it. I would go do a breakthrough. I would go yell at myself. I'd go tap out stuff. I'd go like, do all these different tools and douse. And then right after, when I had that moment of almost like a high, I would tune into my higher power and I'd pray about what it is that I needed to do in order to get the result that I wanted. And I would ask, okay, what's the thing that's stopping me the most? Okay, I'd ask, what's the emotional barrier that's keeping me from my goal today? And then I would ask, and then I would also ask, okay, what's the number one thing that I need to focus on in order to attain this XYZ goal to make $10,000 a month? How do I make it? How do I do it? Where do I go? What do I need to learn? Who do I need to talk to? So I would ask all these things, and I would write down anybody's names who came to my mind. I'd write down what I needed to do, where I needed to go, and I would allow this inspiration to flow. And as I did this consistently, I started to craft almost my own path of saying, oh, here's what I need to do. Here's where I need to go. Here's the number one thing that's holding me back. And it was like this amazing inspiration of figuring out what I needed to acknowledge, what I needed to change, what I needed to focus on, who I needed to talk to. And it became this amazing opportunity to grow. And so it took me from a place of desperation into inspiration. And as I started to go do those things, sometimes it was really random. And I really wondered, like, was this really inspiration? Or is this just me making stuff up? And I would do it anyway. And I was like, I don't care. I'm just going to follow my intuition, follow what I get. I would call up these random leaders too. I was like, okay, I need to talk to this guy. And I was like, so nervous. I remember calling up. One of the first people that I wrote down was like this Raymond Grace, who does the dowsing. And I was like, oh my goodness, I need to contact him and talk to him. And I was so nervous. I was like, what? It's like, I don't even know why. And so I like called him up, and literally I was just like, he actually answered. This was like the rarest occasion. And I was like, okay, so, hey, Raymond, I know you probably get calls all the time, and you don't really know me too much, and you know my parents, but, and I was just like, I was just seeking for inspiration on what to do, and I your name popped up, so I'm just calling you to follow that whim, and I'm working on my goals here, and I felt like I needed to contact you. And he's like, oh, cool. And we just had like a few minute chat, and I was like, all right, thanks, have a good day, bye, and hung up. And I remember thinking, well, all right, now what? And instead of judging it, I just kept acting on these impressions. And over the next few weeks, I actually started to generate income. And things started to happen. And it was like, I felt like I was actually being led and on this path of success. And so as I continued to do that, I got some results, got some momentum, and things started working, and then it would stop. And then I'd have to do the process again and again and again. And the more I tuned in and took time for inspiration, inspiration was the source of my shifts. Inspiration was the source of me getting clarity, of me figuring out what I needed to do. And then once I started to create wealth, I found that I had my inspiration guide me to hire coaches. So then I bought into different coaches. And even as I had certain coaches, I would do this process, and the coach would say, Tyler, go do, you know, this is the way to do it. And I'd say, okay, awesome. And then I would go do it, and then it wouldn't turn out. And I was like, oh, man. Then I'd go back and be like, okay, this is what I did. And I'd report back, and I'd say what didn't work, and he'd help me and change. And then I got to finding that sometimes a coach would give me something as a suggestion, and I would use that suggestion as a place so that I could, if it failed, I could blame my coach instead of me taking full responsibility. And I also did that through the inspiration sometimes, where I was like, okay, I got this inspiration. It didn't work. And it was almost as if I could just blame my higher power, or blame a coach, or blame someone outside of me for the result that I was getting. And I realized that I had went an extreme to lose my power. So as I started to see that, I said, okay, I will get inspiration, and I will take full ownership, 100% ownership for all that works and all that doesn't work. And there was even a time where I got this inspiration that I needed to invest in this thing. I was like, okay, this is the thing that I need to do. And I got all this inspiration toward it. We did it. And then we lost $20,000. And it was not like it was just sitting around. It was like a good chunk, you know. And then I started to lose my trust in myself, and lose trust in my higher power, and lose trust in the guidance. And I thought, oh, no. And I realized that in that moment, I had given my power away to my higher power and blamed to say, okay, but I thought I trusted you and you led me astray. And I realized, oh my goodness, I have not taken full ownership for me acting on that impression. Like, I thought it, I acted on it, and I reaped the reward. And even though I thought it was going to be a good thing, it wasn't. So I'm going to own that. I'm going to take full responsibility, me as a human being, as a powerful creator, to say, okay, this isn't God's fault. It's not anybody's fault, but this is my responsibility. I chose this. I am getting this consequence, and it's not ideal. Great. Now I'm going to go choose and do something else. And too often in the game of life, we receive an instruction, we receive an inspiration, we go do it, we fall short of what we think it should be. And then we blame, and we give out the power to the outside source of us. And instead of taking full responsibility, we become a victim to that thing. So the key is as you grow, you'll make mistakes. You will. It's just part of life. And I look back on that mistake and I think, wow, what a cool blessing it was. What a cool opportunity to learn that in my life, if it's good, then I trust. But if it's not, then I don't. Wow. How conditional is my trust? How conditional is my inspiration? Like, if I just get inspired all the time and it's all the time positive, woohoo, everything's great. But the moment that I had a thing that was not ideal, then I lost trust, I lost focus, I lost momentum, and I gave up my power. I said, what a lesson. That's a $20,000 lesson right there. Well worth it. And instead of giving those things my power, I took it back to say, okay, this was my thing that I did. I am taking full responsibility. I'm taking full ownership. And now I can go create and get more inspiration. And I can just keep on moving. And sometimes things don't happen like I think they could or should. But if I drop my energy and I drop my momentum and I drop my trust and I drop my faith and I drop my inspiration due to a result that wasn't ideal, then my inspiration is dependent upon the results I get, which is not actually true inspiration. That goes back to desperation. So true inspiration is, hey, can you get inspired to go do something and go do it regardless of the result? Can you go do it? And if it fails miserably, can you have just as much excitement, just as much hope, just as much energy to do it again and again and again? And this is the path to start trusting yourself so that, yes, you hire coaches. Yes, you go get help. But the key to all successful beings, every single person that I've seen ever successful, gets as much knowledge as they can, and then they tune in and trust their own selves through their inspiration, and they go act. Now, through that, my next question is, are you doing what makes you come alive? Are you doing what makes you come alive? And I'm going to invite you to see what's not making you come alive and ask, how can I change this so that I can come more alive? And what that means is, when you go do your work, does it like excite you? Does it get you excited for the morning? Does it get you moving? Does it get you like, does it, like, for example, there's times where making a video didn't excite me. And it wasn't that making the video didn't excite me. It was all of my negativity and doubts and fears around it that didn't excite me. So as I confronted those things, like, creating things should excite me. I love to teach. So the times where it was like creating something to go get it out, I realized that there were judgments behind it. So it wasn't meaning, oh, I don't do those pieces. It was, no, I need to confront that so that it can excite me again, right? I need to handle the things that stuffed me down. So I handle it, and now when I go do it, it makes me excited. And like, I'm super excited to do this launch for our event, 4-day event this next month. And like, I'm actually really excited to go share this content, and it's going to light me up. It's going to make me excited. So I know that that is a good path to go, because I was inspired to do this, and now I'm going to go do it. Hopefully this is making sense. My whole point here is, I want you to get into a state that you can receive, you can ask for directions and help and guidance, get answers, go act on it, and do it again and again and again and again. Start trusting yourself, because as a coach, as a speaker, as a facilitator, isn't that what you're trying to help others do anyway? Like, to trust themselves and have that abundance in all areas of their life? So if you can't trust yourself, it's very difficult to empower others to trust themselves. And like, muscle testing, what is that? Well, it's a trust. Are there times where my muscle testing is off? Oh yeah, all the time. But I trust myself no matter the errors, and I trust myself more so than I doubt myself. And that is a key to all successful people. I have interviewed people who have created $100 million businesses, and the number one thread that I see in all successful entrepreneurs is them being able to receive inspiration and go and act on that inspiration
and they have failed multiple times. Most of those had been through bankruptcy 2, 3, 4 times. One of them had been so far in bankruptcy, he'd been through bankruptcy, and then he got out of it, and then he went through it again, and then he was so far in debt, and he maintained it. He's like, no, I'm going to get out of this. And he was like almost $1 million plus in debt, and he had lost all his assets. And he said he was so far off that he almost like took his life. He was like, there's no way I can climb out of this time. But he committed and went through the inspiration and the desperation and step by step. And it took him 10 years to get out of it. And now he's created a $10 million company. So I see all these cool examples of people who have been through hard times, who have been through desperation, yet maintained inspiration. And the key the whole picture I see is this, is like, can you become someone capable of having the good times and the bad times and the ups and the downs and maintaining your personal power and integrity to continue living your mission regardless? To continue singing the song, regardless of how many times you fell flat on your face. And you get up and you say, wow, that was a nice smack on my face. What did I learn? Okay, cool. I learned that. I don't need to learn that again. And then you get up and you say, now what's my inspiration? What's my next action? Okay, I'm going to go do it with just as much enthusiasm, just as much energy, just as much passion. And it's going to make me come alive. And then you go do it and boom, miracles happen. Boom. People are enrolling. Boom, you're creating $100,000. Boom, you create $1 million. Boom, things are starting to move. You're making the impact. You're having the free time. You're creating the systems. And then boom, you fall on your face again. Awesome. You keep going and you keep going and you keep going. And you see all these changes in your life. And little by little, in a fast and efficient way, you move from a failure into a success. So those of you who are feeling stuck, I guarantee behind every person who's stuck is a moment where they have failed or fallen short or had a regret, and they're allowing that to dictate their choices. Instead of continuing through inspiration and continuing to try again, continuing to get a vision, people who stop visioning, it's because they set a goal and they failed. They set a goal and fell short. They set a goal and it didn't happen. And they allow the energy of letdown, of regret, of incapability, of I can't, to start to dictate their life. And then they say, well, instead of having all that pain, now I'm just going to be mediocre, not set goals, and just kind of do what it takes and just see where it goes, which is a pretty pathetic lifestyle, if you ask me. But someone who's fixing to thrive says, okay, I failed. This is how I felt. Am I going to let that feeling dictate my future choices? Or am I going to consciously choose to move forward regardless and to have the faith, have the inspiration, have the dedication, the commitment, the excitement, regardless of what has happened? And I promise, as you can do this, this is going to be the biggest lesson that I can teach you. Yes, learn the skills. Yes, implement new philosophies and figure out the answers to things that might be eluding you. But if you aren't in a place ready to implement and ready to make changes quickly, then all the skills in the world are just going to be cool. They're just going to be there. They're going to be ideas waiting to be acted upon. So I'm wrapping up this because that's my spiel for this morning. I wanted to get this across because it's so important. Like, yes, enrollment and all the skills that I'm passionate about and balance and all this stuff is so good and so valuable. But really, when I ask myself, like, what's the core to all of my success ever? It's this principle. It's the ability to stand in your power amidst ups and downs, and to continue moving forward and not let regret energy dictate your life or letdowns or failures, but turn all of those into the next inspiration, the next success, continually having that positive mental attitude, which is faith, honestly, in my opinion. And people who don't have a positive mental attitude lack faith, lack the ability to see something when it's not easily seen. So focus on that. If you can focus on that, get into states of clarity, do whatever it takes to clear those emotional states of reactivity and say, okay, what do I need to do? Who do I need to talk to? Where do I need to go? Go act on those impressions, no matter how weird they seem, and you'll start to see some miracles happen. You'll start to be led in different and unique ways that make you shine, that make you different from everybody else. And then get clarity, ask coaches. And then when you get this asking, then you can go and get your own inspiration on it and say, okay, cool, is this really what I need to do? Awesome, I'm going to go do it. And then if it turns out how you want it, awesome, keep going. If it doesn't turn out how you want it, guess what? Keep going 10 times faster. Because that is part of the refinement process of teaching, how do I trust myself regardless? And go, 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 go. All right. That's enough talk. I'm going to open this up. First, I want to hear some feedback from what I just said so I know it's making English and that something I said resonated that you can apply. So I'm going to open this up. Just state your name and then state what you got out of this so far and what you're going to do. And then if you have other questions, let's handle those.
So Tyler, this is Lark, and I felt like the message really landed this morning. I appreciate it because at times I feel like I'm coming from a point of desperation, trying to, you know, put the whole thing together. So yes, I feel it.
Good. So what's the big takeaway for you?
So the takeaway was interesting because I was talking to a different coach and about some things. So she's not my coach, but you know, she wants to be my coach, right? And I thought about this. I'm like, you know, it's always one more thing. Learn one more thing. Learn one more thing. But where is that replacing the doing? The learning, is it replacing the doing instead of just getting out there and doing it? And so that was one thing, you know, just do it, whether or not you fall on your face. And the trusting, I've really been trying to follow the impressions and inspiration. And what's interesting is that, and this kind of correlates with the call yesterday, how Lori Kay was talking about wanting to write a book, and you're saying, hey, that's probably not the best direction for what you're wanting to do. But I've actually been inspired to write a book, and I've had some really cool like breakthroughs as far as people coming into my life, like high powered people who can help me like advance that. But the thought was I was asking for more inspiration along certain lines, and the response from the higher power was, I already told you what to do. You need to do that. So I thought it was interesting that, you know, need to trust on that and move forward with the inspiration.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome. Way to go. Cool. Who else? Does anybody else have any takeaways from this? And that they're going to just, like, what do you hear that resonates that you can apply in your life?
This is Joseph. That's what resonates with me, is with my own thoughts that came to me, is stop with my negative thoughts. But more importantly, trust myself more than I doubt myself. So that was a big, important theme that is involved with me. So
that was awesome. Let's get a couple more shares. Who else is on?
Hey, Tyler. It's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. Good morning.
Hey. So pretty much everything you said landed for me this morning, and I feel like it's exactly what I needed to hear. I think for me, I get little twinges of inspiration a lot, but often I allow my fear to get in the way of following through with what I felt like I should do because of whatever it is. I feel afraid like that's going to sound stupid, or why would I tell that to that person? What are they going to think? You know, things like that. And And I just think that was a really, really good idea. It all just hit. I think it's really valuable for me to go through and do a very similar thing to what you did. So thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. By the way, everybody, welcome Michelle to the Mastermind. And we've got Tanya as well, who just joined the Mastermind. So welcome, everybody. Cool. What else? Anybody else on? Okay. So let's open it up for questions. Like, what concerns do you guys have? What can I help you with? If you have any. I know that was a pretty solid message. We could probably go with that. Because with that, you could probably solve anything, but let's handle any specifics that you need, any skills that you're looking for, any guidance.
This is Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
So a couple weeks ago, I had a huge desire to be like, I got let go of my job because the company that I worked for was downsizing, and and I was like, this is just I wasn't like bummed out. Actually, I was a little bit with bumming with family because I met so many amazing people and stuff. But more importantly, I just said in my mind, this is just a doorway to another opportunity, and I kind of just hit it off like, okay, this is it. This is gonna be the month that I'm gonna generate $1,500, and so I like. Just trying to receive inspiration and try to follow every single step possible. And so I like first step is like I need to study more of my scriptures. I need to pray more to seek more guidance and direction. And then the next step is I'll organize the house, organize my room, clean my core, get that. So I did that. And then it's like the next step is get, and then I think this was it, but I'm not, I believe it is. So it's getting very specific on the strategy sessions, getting specific and organized involving with my business so people can make sense of it. But that is kind of the breaking point right now that I'm still having hesitation on of being specific because I guess that's maybe one of my weaknesses. And that's probably something I need to actually align with. But I'm just like also like when there's a lot of pressure, I guess, because I'm trying to move forward into a state of going to the unknown because I never generated $1,500 before. But I've seen that what other people do is like either way. But what any suggestions from moving forward, I guess? I'm not trying to be any vague. I'm trying to, like, let go of that so I can get into detail. I don't know if this makes sense to you.
Yeah, so you want to make 100 – how much is it?
$1,500.
So you want to make $1,500 in how fast?
In a month's time.
Great. And then
so
go ahead.
Yeah. I'm almost done with the CAT on generating $1,500 in a single month. So I'm seeing some shifts going that I'm like my mind thoughts and changing, but it's still when it comes to getting specific and getting really organized, I think that's maybe one of my weaknesses. So is there anything, because I knew the time that you were not specific in your life, and then you just, over time you got it or something. So
yeah,
okay,
so
I'm going to stop talking.
Here's what I'd first do. If you have a goal that you want to attain, I would write out about 10 to 20 different ways that you could attain it. So how many ways could I make $1,500 in a month? And map out a bunch of different ways. So you could be like, they could be legal or illegal. So just write out as many things. Like, I could go rob a bank. I could go steal a car and sell it. Like, whatever ideas come to your mind. I could go sell the CAT and do 10 sessions or 15 sessions for $100 a piece. I could go coach someone and sell a $1,500 program. I could go sell three $500 programs to teach them on this XYZ thing. And what you want to do is you just want to really, like, create a bunch of different options and not be tied to any way, okay? Once you've got about 10 to 20 ideas, that's going to, like, put into your creativity and be like, cool, what's the most fun? What's the easiest? What's the way that I want to do it? Like, you could create an online website. You could sell Amazon stuff. You could, like, there's so many different ways that you could make money, right? You could be like, oh, I could go buy a bunch of stuff at DI and sell them online. I could go, like, there's so many cool ways that you could make money. I could teach a course. I could do this. I could do that. And just brainstorm all the possibilities of how you could create wealth and create money. Okay. Number one, this shows you, wow, I have a lot of cool ways to make money. Like, if I ever needed to make money, I could. Number two, it gives you plenty of options to choose from. And there is no, like the way, right? There's a lot of ways to do it. So then after you do that, tune into your inspiration and say, okay, what's the most effective way and what's the way that I need to do it to become my best version of me? That'll make the biggest impact and help me achieve what I want. And then circle one or two or three ideas. Then come down and say, okay, what is the way, right? What is the way that I'm going to focus on this month? And then pick one and then ask yourself, okay, what do I need to learn or what do I need to know or do in order to get this thing going? So let's say you pick and it's like, okay, I have maybe one of my ideas was to teach an online course for $97 and get 15 people in, or like $100 and get 15 people in. So then I could say, okay, cool. So then I would ask, okay, what's the title of it? What am I going to teach? Cool. And then do I know how to teach online? If not, okay, great. Maybe it's learning some skills, right? And that we have access to a lot of that and how to do that. So the how is not too tricky, right? It's just like, here's how. And then the question is like, okay, who's the 15 people that are going to be blessed by my course? And then it's like, cool. You start to brainstorm ideas and you write down names and just compile a list of possible potential people and come up with 20, 30, 40, 50 people who could be potentials. Then you're going to look through that list and you're going to just be inspired and say like, who are the ones that I'm going to contact who would be the most likely to be impacted by this? And circle them. And then reach out and call them. And then you can call them or contact them through Facebook and be like, hey, Joe, I'm doing this new course that I just launched, and I'd love for you to be a part of it, as I was thinking about cool people who I wanted to have go through these shifts and changes. You came to my mind. If you're interested, let me know, and I'll send you the details. And then they'd be like, cool, yeah, I'd love to. And then you send them a little details of like, okay, here's the course title. Here's all the benefits to it. Here's the results I expect you to get. Here's why I thought you would be a good fit, because you're like a high achiever, or you're a cool friend, and I love how you add communication, and I wanted this to be a collaborative course or whatever. And then you can reach out to them and you say, hey, normally something like this is like I've invested $5,500 or $10,000 on all of my education. And normally something like this would be worth at least $500 plus. But because I'm just doing this for 15 people, I want to do it for 97 or 100, whatever. And the first 15 people, I'm doing it for that. I'd love to get you plugged in. Here's the details of when it's going to happen. If you can't make any of the live, they are pre-recorded, so no worries if you can't make it. Like, handle all those objections and then send them a paper, and then boom, you get that sucker filled in a week and you can make $1,500 just doing that. Or that's one way, right? Another way would be to be like, hey, I'm going to sell three $500 packages. And then, okay, who needs this? And then you go and go talk to them, and you go enroll. But the key is not to be running, spinning your wheels. It's to be inspired and move forward with inspiration on who you need to talk to, where you need to go, what you need to do. Because it's not about just doing stuff to look busy and satisfy yourself of, I'm doing the work, and then justify, guess it didn't work, Tyler. It's, can you take full responsibility of your successes or failures and start to own your successes more? To say, like, I am going to succeed, and then do what it takes to succeed. That makes sense, Joseph?
It does.
So tell me what you got out of that and what you're going to do.
Well, it, first of all, it's more inspiring because, like, I was, I had, like, a vision that came to me, like, on Sunday that the way to generate this is actually not, like, because I have a package, like, for 3 months, that's $1,500. But more, mm-hmm. more importantly, I saw within my own mind that it's going to be potential of helping, like, maybe 10 people because I just saw a vision that I went to the bank with all these checks that I was just cash. I was just put it into my bank account.
There you go.
So, yeah. But so more, what you said is like with 20 ways to generate $1,500 and write all the possibilities down, seek out information. But more importantly than I need to do is listen to my inspiration that's within me and figure out and find out who needs me, who can I help. And and focusing on the thing on the 15-step process, one of the 20 thoughts that I have of making generating the income is focusing what makes me come alive, but what brings my best self out, and then just go on doing that.
There you go. Because what sells is excitement. If you do something because you're supposed to, because it's like you need it to happen, you're probably not going to do it. But if you do it because it excites you, man, when you talk to people, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, like, this is so cool. And you're really real about it. You're like, I would love to have you on it. And people purchase things because of how they feel. And if you feel bad about something you're selling, you're not going to sell it. If you feel it like you're having to do it because it's your duty or it's because you're supposed to make back some money, you're not going to do it. But if you're like so excited, you're like, oh my goodness, I can't wait to get this out to somebody because you can't wait for the shifts and the changes they're going to have, then it's actually not about money. And then that means that you can actually make money. Most people who make it about money are those who can't sell. So when I talk to people and I'm like, hey, don't make it about the money. And they're like, I'm not. And I'm like, well, are you selling? No. Well, you're making about the money. So a lot of people think making about the money means focusing on the money and selling. No, actually, it's the counter. People who are slaves to money are those who are not making money because they're so focused on not focusing on money or focused on the weird things that come up with money that they're subconsciously or cellularly focused on money because of all their weird interpretations of it. So you can get out of that and say, okay, what would just be really fun, really exciting to do? What would make me come alive? And you go do that, and you go inspire people and talk to them like this, that energy is going to get people excited. And it's going to help them see like, oh my goodness, I want to be a part of you just because you're excited in life. People want energy in life. So if you show up with energy, they're going to want some of that. And if you empower others to have their own energy, then they'll continue and they'll be like, wow, this is changing my life, right?
I like cool. that. It's interesting that like I made a list about 15 people or 20 people that I need to contact, but honestly, I never contacted them because I wasn't probably truly excited. So you kind of just hit it on the ball on that one.
There you go. Go give you some excitement, Juju, and then go talk to him.
Okay. Thank you, Taylor.
You're welcome. Okay, who else?
Okay, so Tyler, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
So I'm struggling with like finding my message or my niche, whatever. I haven't been able to like narrow that down as far as marketing goes, and so I keep finding myself going in circles. Because I think I'm stuck on like marketing what I think would be good as far as a bigger draw for marketing, and what I've got basically two things that I feel like doing, and I think it's kind of maybe too much for me to try and start out marketing like a bajillion things all at once. And I don't know how to narrow it down.
Yeah, so what are your two ideas?
Well, so I want to do some energy work classes and teach people and start working with some people. And I feel like for women, this stuff around dieting that I've been learning is super marketable for women. So I feel like, especially like for my existing clientele, because it doesn't initially come across as energy work at speaking to something that like so many women want, I feel like that is an easy way to market to women. And I like doing the work, but I guess I don't feel like that is where I'm called to speak to people.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Where do you feel like you're called?
I don't know, to pull people out of like trenches, depths of despair. But how do you market that? You know?
Yeah, so like what kind of people, what the people who are stuck in trenches and in despair, what do they want? Like your women who are in despair and in the trenches, what are they wanting in their life?
They want to feel better. They want to get out of their stuck places. They want relief. They want success. They want a path, like a light shining the path so they know how to get out so that they can make progress.
Yeah. Awesome. So what if you sent out an email and was like, hey, are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a trench and you just can't get out and it keeps getting deeper and deeper. Hey, this is Michelle here. And I just want to tell you a little story about when I was stuck in a trench. And there was a time in my life where I was thinking that I needed to lose weight. I was thinking I needed to make myself more beautiful with my outside appearance. And I did all these things, but still deep inside, I felt empty. I felt alone and afraid. And no matter what I did, I felt like I kept sinking deeper and deeper into this pit of despair. I found myself super depressed one day, wondering, like, why am I even here? What is the point? Does anyone even care? Am I even worthy to be alive? And as I started to realize what was going on, I thought, maybe there's something else. Maybe there's a solution out there that I haven't found. And as weird as it seems, I started to do some things that people would label energy work or energy healing. And I thought, man, this is really weird stuff. But as I started to do it, I started to realize I found more happiness. I found more clarity. And I found a deeper inner beauty inside of myself. And what was so cool is not only did I lose weight and did I actually have more beauty on the outside, I could feel it on the inside. So if you've ever felt this, I wanted to share this message because I'm doing a class on tapping into your inner beauty And I'd love for you, it's a free little webinar that teaches you the inside, how to actually get unstuck, find clarity in your life, and move forward so that you can get out of the pit of despair. Join me. It's this day. Here's the webinar link, and I hope to see you then. Then on there, you could share like a hour webinar, an introduction to the energy side of beauty or energy side of, you know, getting unstuck. And then you could do an offer to whatever you want to lead them to, like a course or some one-on-one sessions or whatever you might want.
Right. So if you did that webinar and you sent them to a link, you would want to have them on, you'd only want to do one link, right? Like, I mean, one offer, not multiple offers.
Yeah, you could just lead them to a consultation and have them pay you for a consultation if that's what you wanted, or just a free consultation where you do an exploratory session and then you get them into whatever they need. You could do it that way. You'd be like, hey, I've got 10 spots open or 5 spots open, and then have them purchase, or just like, hey, there's 5 spots, email me or whatever to get locked in as one of those spots. I'll reach out to you, we'll talk about your key vision, what you need help with, and then we'll get you plugged in what you need.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you. What?
Does that make sense, how to do that?
Yeah, it does. It does.
So does that help with finding clarity? Like, it sounds like you've got two messages, but you market to what they want. So you could even do about like losing weight. You market to what people want and you give them what they need. And some
right.
of this is teaching. So it's like, I never was passionate about sales. Like, it never made me come alive. Like, I'm a healer. But I saw a lot of people wanted to make more money. So I started marketing towards that. And I gave them I marketed what they wanted, and I gave them what they needed, which was balanced abundance, having them actually figure out who they are and the energy side of stuff. And so, yes, people hire me a lot to make money and for business structure. But once they get in, then it's like, well, really, that's not a huge piece of it. That's just 1/10 of the whole pie. And it's like, cool, yeah, we'll teach you how to make money. But really what we're going to teach you is how to create an abundant lifestyle so that you make money, have better relationships, tune into your health, and figure out all the insides and outsides of success.
Right. No, actually, that's perfect, because I think that's where that kind of bridges that gap for what I was seeing as far as marketability, but then kind of really where I feel like I should go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can totally do that. Market to what they want, what they're hungry for, and give them what they need. If you market what they need, they're probably not going to understand because they don't know what they need.
Right.
Like, if I just straight up told somebody like, oh, the reason you're not making money is because your liver is actually repelling money, they'd be like, what? You know, unless they're energy people, but that I wouldn't market that. I'd be like, hey, are you struggling in sales, trying all of the skills and still finding something's not working? So I'm marketing to what they need or what they want, and then I'm going to give them what they need and be like, hey, did you ever think that there's more to sales than just structure? Did you know that how you felt actually affects your sales? And I could start to bridge the gap and help people start to see like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And be like, and then once they're on the webinar or whatever, then I could be like, hey, a lot of people just work on structure. But the thing I found is that every cell in your body actually has its own unique memory. And then I could start to teach to bridge the gap between what they think they want and what they actually need.
Right. Right. No, that's perfect. So when you bridge that gap to people, with people, how do you go about finding it? Just like questionnaires and just asking them a lot of questions?
What do you mean? In which part?
Meaning like narrowing it down. Once you bring them in, and they tell you what you want, they want, you just start working in that area with them, and then you start with questions or how do you specifically narrow that down for them? Just asking them what they're trying to figure out what their problems are.
Yeah, so I had to first do a lot of one-on-one sessions to understand mm-hmm. what people really wanted and needed. That's why I suggest starting with the one-on-ones, leading
right.
the strategy. That, because you'll get to know your clients, you'll get to know their real problems, you'll get to figure out what their objections are. I highly suggest like going and getting 10 one-on-one clients, because that process is going to map out your whole marketing scheme for the rest of your life. Like, you could try and test messages here and there, or you could just go get somebody through the enrollment process and learn exactly what they want through questioning and figure it all out. So then I compiled, like, how do I know what to say so well? Because I've done this with so many individuals that I know what they think and I know what they say and I know their worries and I know what they want and I know what they actually need. The only reason I know that is because I spent so many one-on-ones and I've asked and I've created what they needed and I gave them what they needed, right? And mm-hmm. so then I could see what the whole pattern was, working with hundreds and hundreds of people. And now I can send out an email and it's easy for people to resonate with because that everybody told me.
Right.
And yeah, you could do like polls. You could be like, hey, if I taught, I've done this too on like Facebook. I'm like, hey, if I taught a class on these three subjects, which one would resonate more with you? And I put some titles up and that kind of helps too. And you can do those. But honestly, like the best feedback you're going to get is just working with people and figuring out what they really, what they said they needed, but what they actually, or what they said they wanted, but what they actually needed.
Right.
Because then you could actually use case studies and you could be like, hey, you ever felt like you want to lose, you know, having trouble losing weight and like, or want to lose weight quick and tried everything and feel like nothing works, then you could share a case study. Oh, well, Jill, she actually was trying all these pills and doo-doo-doo and all these things and shakes and everything, and she found that nothing was holding the weight off. And as crazy as it might sound, she figured out that the weight had nothing to do with her physical part, but everything to do with her emotions. And she was overweight emotionally. She felt overwhelmed. She felt depressed. And whether you believe it or not, energy has a weight to it. And as she started to lift off and let go of some of these old patterns and old habits, the magic was that she started to lose weight. And it was so empowering to see, after trying for 10 years losing all this weight, when she finally let go of the emotional weight, she lost 10 pounds. So if you're wondering to yourself, hey, how do I lose weight, and you want to check this out, click here, join here, or whatever, or schedule a consultation. Like, you can lead them to whatever you want.
Right. Okay. So... I think I'm going to need some help putting together some of, actually, I'm kind of like at a loss. I'm not remembering at the moment, like what you call it, it's in my brain. It's just not coming to the front. For putting the offer together and getting my avatar, so to speak, and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if I even should focus on that just yet. Because, I mean, as far as getting 10 clients, that I can do with some emails with my clients, I'm sure of it, just alone. And I just kind of have been hesitating. And
what are you waiting for
Well, two things. First, I kind of feel like I've been thrown off track because I found out I have a court date coming up with my ex that I absolutely have to get prepared for. And so that kind of had to take precedence over everything else. And then I'm afraid, I think. I feel ready, but I don't feel ready. And then I feel like because I had to take that little break, it's like I kind of, like I lost my momentum a little bit because now I'm like, oh, okay, now I got to go back and reread this stuff to remember where I was at, what I was going to do. And I would like to start marketing the CAT class here pretty quick. And I don't know. I feel like for me to do that, I have to really, there are some kind of big personal roadblocks that are fear-based of things mm-hmm. that I don't do. I don't do them because they terrify me. And
yeah, like what?
Doing online videos and I don't have my message yet. I don't know exactly what to say. I feel like my core story, I don't feel like I've got that down. I want to say something that resonates with people, but I also don't want to go too dark. I don't want to get into too many details, you know, like that. Every time I go to say it, I feel like the energy goes, and I don't want to go there. I just want it to be enough to inspire people to touch them in the way that they need it, but I can't figure out what that is, you know?
So we haven't even done our first call together yet, have we?
No.
One-on-one. So I suggest just shoot me a text and let's schedule that because we can craft out your story, your message, everything in like an hour. Okay.
Okay.
So that'll probably help you. And then even on these calls, we can hash all that out. Like those are just doable things.
Okay.
It seems impossible is only impossible because we haven't confronted it. Once you see it and break it down, it's actually very simple. Like your story you have inside of you, it's just sharing what it is and then coming up with it and then putting it together to say, okay, cool, here's your blueprint, and making that part of your story and your blueprint and then your package. And then once it's all fluid, you're like, wow, this is great. This is exactly what I wanted. And it's like, yeah, I know, it's because it's yours. And
right.
So it really doesn't have to take very long. But yeah, you can just text me or reach out to schedule your one-on-one. That way we can just clear everything up really quick. Otherwise, you'll just have to hop on each time and we'll just little by little craft it out, which is fine too.
No, I'll schedule that. I want to just get it done. But I need to start making money with this because I have some time. I've purposely, on some of it, not scheduled clients to give myself the time to do this. And if I don't do it, then I'm just making myself go broke.
Yeah. So make yourself do the things that you're avoiding. Okay, this is going to be a really good process for you because you're going to confront these fears. You've got to confront this. And guess what? Everything you go through, you could turn around and then teach someone else.
Right.
So think about it that way of like anytime you're going through something, you're like, man, this is really tough. Be like, awesome. I bet there's a woman out there who's going through the same thing, but she hasn't had the courage to do it.
Right.
Like every breakthrough you go through is a lesson you could go and help someone else with. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to just go schedule some calls, and even if you flub them up, it's okay. Like, there's an abundance out there. Don't think like, oh, once I exhaust my list, I'm done. You know? Like, I was so worried about that when I first started. I would get inspiration to go do these things, and literally, it would be to like these. So my dad had a clinic, and he worked on some higher-profile people, and I had this inspiration to go like talk to these high-profile people, and I was like, man, I suck. Like, and I didn't have any of the skills that you guys have, but I still would actually, and I still went to them and I still talked to them and I totally messed it up. Like, They didn't enroll. I couldn't communicate, but boy, did I learn. And I learned what didn't work and what did work. And I had, like, I wrote out, like, people who I needed to talk to. And I was like, man, once I talk to these 10 people, I've got no one left. Like, that was how I felt. I was so not abundant. And so then I go talk to them, and I totally screwed it all up. But then I would learn from it. And I was like, why didn't that resonate? Like, I felt like that should have resonated. And I was present enough to figure out, like, what was working and what wasn't working. And then I learned half the things that I'm teaching you guys, right? Like, how to find your message, how to share your story. Like, I didn't know any of those pieces.
Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to go test, even when you don't know. Okay?
Okay.
But I think it would be great to schedule our one-on-one and get all that hashed out real quick. And then you got to go practice it. Go put it to the test and see
right.
what works. And even if you go through 10 ladies and you're like, man, this didn't work, at least you'll know what didn't work.
Right.
And that's not wasted. Like, everything is used as a learning piece.
Right.
Like, I've sent out messages and I've talked to people that never enrolled, but it wasn't a waste. It told me a lot. Like, we learn so much from all of the pieces of marketing. Like, you learn just as much when someone interacts as when they don't interact.
Right.
And you got to treat that as just as important as a win. Like, I should get just as excited to see no one respond as if everybody has responded. Because if no one responds, I'm like, oh, wow, like, this is a really cool thing, but no one responded. Interesting.
Right. Why? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I totally, and like, you just got to be dedicated. So even in my certification program that is just rolled out at the next one, like,
mm-hmm.
I had posted a week solid on it, and I had one taker. I was like, huh, like, something's off. Then I phrased it a certain way. Then I did this little mini webinar, and then I had like 6 people sign up. And I was like, oh, okay. It was just how it was presented was off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people want it. It's a need. So then they should take it if it's communicated clearly, and it wasn't being communicated very well.
Right.
Right. And I used to get bogged down and be like, oh, man, I tried to promote it. Didn't work. Yes, it means I'm not supposed to do it. Or you just stick to it and say, okay, what do I need to do to make this work? And you figure it out until it works.
Right.
Does that help?
It does. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, who else has a question or something you need help with? Anything else you guys need help with or questions on?
Well, Tyler, if there's nobody else who wants, I don't want to keep like holding it up if there's someone else who wants to talk, but if there's not, what?
Sounds like nobody else, so go for it.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask this so that we can get to more important things in our one-on-one. So doing with the weight loss step, I feel a hesitation to even go there, partially because I haven't lost my weight yet, and part of it is, I've always been able to lose weight my whole life. If I gained weight, always just with babies or whatever. And I could do a diet and boom, I'd be done. And in the last few years, I have not been able to stick to a diet. And then when I came across this thing and I do emotional eating, which I never used to do, at least not to the same level when I was younger. And the thing is with emotional eating is you've got to clear up a lot of crap, you know, and it takes a little bit of time.
And so I kind of like don't also want to do a video and put it out there because I feel like I look fat and I don't like that. And so I don't even want to do that.
Yeah, no, I get it. So let's craft this out. So let's just share some of your story, okay? Because your story is going to help people. And it doesn't mean you have to be the king of the hill. Like, you don't have to be the all-time, I've lost all my weight. You just have to be one step ahead of somebody else, okay? So, like, when I would teach money, it wasn't because I was uber wealthy, but I had learned one or two things that people struggled with money. So I would teach, and I'd share that story, and I'd still be honest. So, like, what's your story? Like, tell me just a little bit about your core story. We can help craft it out right here since nobody else had any questions.
Well, so really, I mean, essentially I got divorced and I have an extremely oppositional ex who has really targeted me, you know, and his goal has been to discredit me, to lie about me. I mean, and not just little lies. I mean, like, he's literally told people I'm a drug dealer, that I have a grow house, that I beat my children, that, oh gosh, the list goes on, that I pass out drunk in front of my kids, that the newest one I heard is I, you know, did really inappropriate dancing with my children in the room. Now, all of these are 100% false, right? But these are the things he's told my children. These are things he's told people I used to know. All kinds of stuff like that. And he's done this because he didn't want to pay his child support. And he needed to have something big to take my children from me. And that didn't work for him the first time. But now we're back in court again because he still has an arrears balance. And so he doesn't want to pay. So the bigger part here, though, is that through all that was going on, and I left him, and I didn't have an income. I had to create one really quickly for four kids, I had to make enough, you know. And I did it, and then he stopped paying his child. He only paid for like a year, which I was grateful for at least that in the beginning. But then it was like I worked my butt off so much to the point of I just felt empty because there was no joy anymore. And every time I turned around, I had my ex who was, you know, harassing me. He was abusing me through text, through email. Anything I did, he would find a way to flip it into something negative. So over time, it was like, and especially going through court with him and just the little daily things that would happen. I mean, he would just turn everything around in a way that made good things look bad. And so I wasn't safe to do anything. At least I didn't feel safe. I think because I didn't have enough money. I didn't have any backup. I didn't have any family in town. I didn't have enough money to go after him legally. So I felt really alone and afraid. And I was completely spent. I had no time because every minute of every day was spent working or getting kids or doing phone calls. And I, for my work, and I was like, it was always like this place where I didn't have enough time in a day. So I had my ex coming after me, and then I'd have 30 or 40 phone calls to make at the end of the day. But I had children who needed homework done and they needed dinner. And then I'd have, you know, people anger at me because I couldn't get to them fast enough, or I called them at the wrong time and blah, 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 all this stuff. So that went on long enough that it wasn't just work, but it was the combination of my ex coming at me that it felt like it kind of turned into this PTSD thing. And yeah. I just felt empty. I felt empty and drained. And I didn't know what to do. And I mean, sometimes I wanted to die, you know, I just felt like there was nothing in life anymore for me. And everything I did, like, I was in fear all the time, like, flat out, I was in fear all the time. And also trying to survive because, you know, and there was a time that, I mean, to run my business and everything, I had to make 10 grand a month just to break even. And as a single mom, and I could only work half the time because I had little kids. So I had to be home still a lot. And so I felt like, I don't know, I just always was, I was always in terror. And so it had this residual long-term effect. That the long-term effect was a little by little, it was like the drop in the bucket that eventually became very heavy.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I started feeling really lost and hopeless and well, just empty. I just felt empty and I didn't even know what to do. And I had times where I would make a lot of money, but then things would come up and then I'd have nothing. So there was always a fear there. And I don't know how to put that. That's like really heavy. And I don't want to share all that garbage. That just sounds like, even saying it feels like icky, you know? I just know that I felt lost and empty and like I had nowhere to go and there was no hope. I felt hopeless, helpless, and terrified.
Yeah, I think those are some universal key things. So this is perfect. And first off, thanks for being vulnerable and sharing this. Like, this is the key, okay? And this is going to be something that's, as you work through and share, like your core story is going to be something that you're going to piece together strategically. But I think some of the core pieces that a lot of people and women especially can relate to is, I guarantee there's other women out there who feel terrified, who feel overwhelmed. And what was the other one that you felt?
Hopeless.
Like, anybody on here who's a woman, anybody still on who's ever felt terrified, hopeless, and helpless?
I have. Can you hear me, Tyler?
I have.
So you just had a whole bunch of women be like, yes, this is, I've felt that way, right?
Right.
So there's power to this. There is so much power to this. Like, so you don't have to leave them there. So that's the pit. You just shared the pit, right?
Uh-huh.
So that was a long version of a pit. You can shorten it, but you shared it so real. Like, we felt that. We were like, oh man, like, wow, you've been through so many things. And just let me open this to those who listen. So far, just with hearing what you've been through, how many feel more depressed or more inspired?
Hey, Tyler, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I couldn't figure that out. I have.
Yeah, and so hearing her story just now, she didn't even share her transformation or anything yet, but how many, like, what was your experience just hearing that part?
So this is Lark, and I am all fired up after hearing her story, man. I'm like, I am ready to, like, we're going to take this on.
There you go. Who else? What was your other responses? The Lark got pumped up. Who else? What else were your responses, women? And be honest, it could be like, so far I feel maybe depressed, or maybe I feel sad, or maybe I feel inspired, or maybe I feel lonely, or maybe I feel like someone heard me, or maybe I feel connected.
Honestly, I feel hopeless that people can't help, but that's because I feel that I can't help.
Perfect. So you feel helpless. She connected to your helplessness. She hasn't talked about the transformation of the journey, and if she did, then you'd feel hopeful. Okay, so, Michelle, you just shared the pit. There's five parts to a story. The introduction, which you introduced, the pit, which you just shared. Now you're going to talk about the journey and the transformation and tie it into today. Those are the five steps. So after all this stuff happened and you felt hopeless and you felt helpless and you felt alone and terrified, what was the thing that you started to do that gave you hope, that made you feel like there was a way, and that eliminated some of the terror so that you could actually get on with your life?
Well, I think this is partly where I get a little stuck still, because I feel like I'm still coming out, but I'm not at the bottom anymore, really close to the top.
Okay. And the thing is you don't have to have all the hope and you don't have to have all the terror gone, but just a couple steps out. So what has been your experience of your journey?
Well, I've gone from total and complete hopelessness and being like days away from being
And what did you do?
Sorry, being on the street with my kids. It was a very long process, but I did a lot of energy work, and I really started tapping into the people that I knew who did the techniques that I knew. I started hunting for answers.
What did the energy work do for you? What did it help you with?
It started clearing up the fear of my ex. It started empowering me. Yeah, and I'll say, like, we're scheduled, we'll see if it happens, to go to court on the 16th, and there's a small chance we'll be moved again. It's been going on for almost 3 years, but I mean, I was so terrified of going to court, but now I'm like, oh yeah, mofo, I've got so much dirt on you now. I feel empowered now, you know. I feel, it's not perfect, but I am in a completely different place than I was even a year ago.
That's awesome.
Like, I'm not afraid anymore.
That's awesome. So here's what you're going to share. So after you share some of the pit and you're like, and we were homeless and I was struggling and I felt completely terrified, not even knowing whether I was going to be able to keep my kids alive or not. Like this deep pit, like going
I wasn't homeless. I was close to it. I was almost there.
Yeah, almost homeless. Like wondering if I'm even going to be able to stay in my house anymore. Then going from that point of like, so terrified that I couldn't even talk to my ex and feeling like all the lies were being shared and I couldn't stand up for myself. I knew something had to change or I wasn't going to make it. And as I, and I'm just going to make something up, but
okay.
And so as I continued going through these problems, I decided I have got to do something. There's got to be a solution. And I actually found some self-development tools, things that dove into emotions and energy healing. And as I started to confront things and started to heal and forgive, I realized that I had given my power away. I had become hopeless. I had become terrified. And as I started to let go of those terrors and those that helplessness, I found that it empowered me. And even today, as I'm still going through some of this, instead of backing down in fear, instead of feeling crippled, instead of feeling incapable, I can now stand up today and say who I am. I can feel the power inside of me, and I could go testify in court. I can have the desires to do what I want. And now not only can I stand up for the wrongs that were done to me without being frozen in fear, I can actually empower people to empower women. And so what I do today is I empower women to take back their power, to not be crippled, to not be hopeless or helpless or living in terror all the time. And I help them get their power back so that they can actually do what they're meant to do on this planet, whether that's taking care of your kids, whether that's creating a six-figure business, whether that's being able to stand up for someone who's been abusive to you. And my goal is to help you find your power back and go live it.
Okay. Not good.
Yeah, right? I mean, how many, like, if you were in a room of women and they'd been through that, they'd be like, let's rally up and go.
Right.
And, right?
Yeah.
But if you didn't share the pains, if you didn't go through the pit or the part of the transformation or the journey, that wouldn't happen. You would leave people helpless and feeling depressed. But you've got to share the whole piece. And it doesn't mean that you're through it all. See how I didn't mention, like, I'm the best person ever now. But I said, hey, now I'm doing this and I feel capable and I feel no terror. Like, that is a journey. That's a triumph.
Right.
And that in and of itself can be a lesson to women you could teach. To say, hey, women, I know many of you might think, hey, I'm, I haven't reached the point yet. And maybe one of your stories could be, I used to think that I had to have it all solved. But I realized that I wasn't even owning the power that I had given myself. So part of my story is to say, women, like, wow. Where have you come from? And to show that you're alive, that you're capable, that you're here. And that in and of itself is such an amazing accomplishment. We need to value ourselves more. We need to rally together and we need to stand for what is good and fight together. Like, there's so many lessons and so many powerful messages you have. The things you've went through, and I'm going to use this as a monetary thing, you're sitting on a multi-million dollar business because of how much pain you've went through and how much triumph you've overcome and you've actually created. That, out of all the people that I've seen create multiple millions of dollars, they have stories like yours. But they're not afraid to share it.
Right.
And they know now that they don't have to have it perfect. And they share it with that kind of power, that kind of enthusiasm, and that people need the truth. People need the truth. And if you share the truth, it'll set them free and they will change. You could change so many women's lives. And not just women, there's so many other people who are struggling just like that. But you could help so many people.
Right.
And you are going to help people.
Well, and I guess that actually helps a lot because that is where I feel called to speak. Because
yep.
I know people out there that have hurt the way I've hurt. And almost to the point of taking my own life. You know, but I had kids, so I remember thinking, but who would take care of my children?
Yeah, what a powerful story. And I know it's so close to your heart that it's hard to share, but to think and to share with somebody, like, the only thing that kept me alive was knowing that if I killed myself, then they'd have to be with my husband. And I wasn't going to do my kids that disservice.
Right.
Like, I had to stay alive with them. But I knew that truly being alive wasn't just being here physically. I had to be here emotionally. And I couldn't continue my life in terror and fear, hiding truth. So as I went on this journey of transformation, I started to study energy healing. And I used all these modalities and I started to confront my fears, to get unstuck, to figure out that all my life I had been giving my power away. It didn't feel like it was by choice, but I did it. And I took my power back. And not only that, but I came alive for my kids. So not only did I stay alive, but I came back alive. And today I stand as a lighthouse, an imperfect one, one that's still working on myself, to go help other people stand back up, to move forward. And not just stay alive, but to come alive so that you can go do what you're meant to do on this planet. Maybe it's for your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Maybe it's for your own health. Maybe it's so that you can get out of that negative relationship. Maybe it's so you can lose that extra 10 pounds. Maybe it's so that you can actually have time for yourself and feel like you're a good mom again. Whatever that is for you, you know, it's helping people come alive.
Right. You're so good.
Women on this call, how do you feel like about that message that she has?
I think it would be great. And like you said, Tyler, with her emotional connection to it and being vulnerable, it's going to hit home more than if she were trying to teach something that didn't have as much emotional impact.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if she's like, hey, I'm going to teach you this cool energy work. It's helped me in my life a little bit. Or if she shared that story and she's like, so that's why I want to teach you the CAT. So that you can align to what you want, get out of the terror, get out of the overwhelm, and find, and she could totally tailor that to the CAT, right?
Right.
Man, I would rally. I'd want to learn the CAT from you. Like, why would they want to learn from you versus me? That's why.
And the other thing there is, well, Michelle, you didn't have the CAT back when you started going through that. You learned different techniques, and you've refined them, and you can say, and now I've learned something that's even, you know, help me achieve faster results, and I want to share this with you.
So instead of you have, yeah, exactly, and be like, how long did it take you, Michelle, to go on that journey to get out of a lot of this stuff?
10 years.
10 years. So instead of having to go 10 years of different energetic work, what if I could help you shortcut it? What if I could show you a technique that finds exactly what's going on and help shift it immediately without even having to confront all of the issues in your tissues? You could go on a 10-year journey, well worth it, or I could help you empower you teaching a simple technique.
Hey, Tyler.
Yeah.
This is Lori Kay. So I, Michelle, still feel hopeless. It's basically heaviness. So I don't feel like you can help me. But that's because I'm in a place where I feel so hopeless. So
Lori Kay, even if someone shared, so if they're like, hey, you can take your hope back, you can finally take your power back, and you can do this, then you wouldn't feel hopeful?
No, I don't believe it. But I recognize it's where I'm at right now. This last 24 hours has been a really weird, funky place for me. And I don't.
And that's good, because you're not out there to solve everybody's problems. And some people have tried things, and you could even mention that in your ad. Maybe you've tried all the different work out there, and you've tried things, and you're like, there's no hope. Well, give it a chance, because you'll never find hope if you don't believe it again. You know? And you're not out there to solve everybody's problems, but if you had 100 people in the room, that would resonate with 80% of them.
And that's why I wanted to bring it up, is, you know, that's where I'm at right now, and you don't let that stop you.
Absolutely. And then you'll find, as you're sharing this, you'll find some people who are extreme cases, like Lori Kay, and you could be like, cool, well, what would make it resonate? What would need to be said? What would need to be done? And then you could diffuse those objections, and you could help them get hope again.
Right.
There's always something that can be said or done to tweak it. But at first, just that, what we shared, that'll resonate with 90% of the room, 90% of the people there.
Right.
Tyler, let's talk about how she would share that. Would it be a straight email? Would it be an email with a link to a video that shows, you know, she can talk about the story? What would you suggest?
Yeah, so first I would just practice a couple times sharing your core story, getting it down to about 3-4 minutes. And I would practice going into the pit with the key emotions, right? And let us feel it. Let's feel that emotion. Because as you say your core story over and over and over, it has healing to it. But it also can be so, like, rote that it, then it's like, wow, this doesn't actually affect me anymore. So the key is can you still share it in a place that empowers people without it becoming routine? So then as you share it like 100 times, you'll see what it means. Like, I share mine all the time. right? And the key is can we still share it with the emotion to connect with those people who are in the stuff? So that'll be a practice, right? And sharing where you help us feel hopeless, help us feel terrified, help us feel alone. Then you go into the journey and the transformation and you get more excited about it. And you're like, and then instead of feeling lonely, I finally felt connected. And as I went through these tools, I felt the terror just vanish, where I felt empowered and I felt ready to take on this mofo, right? And I love that. When you said that, I was like, let's do this. Like, that was cool because that was the real you. And that's what needs to be shared and be like, so if you have a big obstacle in your life that's kept you down, that you feel like is untackable and that you've tried everything and you can't conquer it, then part of my program or part of what I do is help you get unstuck, tackle that thing, get your power back so that you can conquer anything. And maybe it's just one step at a time and that's all it takes. So then you could lead right there after you share your story and tying it back to today, you could then share. So you could just share some content, even just that, some content to give a teaching tool. So one lesson I want to share with you today based on what I just shared is how to get your power back or finding the core issue. And you could do it as a teaching thing and just teach some free content based on that. Or you could lead them to a conversation. So for those of you who are looking for help, this is something that's really vulnerable to me. I haven't shared this story, but I feel inspired and I know there's people out there who need this. So I wanted to open up my calendar. I have a busy calendar, but I have 10 spots open for people who are looking to get unstuck. And I have some opportunities I'll share with you, some programs that I'm rolling out, because I found that I've had so many transformations, I've got to share this with others. So if you're interested in learning and exploring of how to get unstuck, how to release that terror so that you can take your power back, click the link below and schedule with me and we'll get you plugged in. You could send that in an email. You could do that on Facebook. You could do that on any platform.
Okay. Let me add something here. Michelle, a couple of weeks ago, Tyler was talking about, how to do Facebook posts and videos and live. And I shifted the way I started doing my posts, my lives, and I went from a training standpoint versus, hey, this is me and this is what I have to offer, come and buy it, to let me teach you a concept and then what I can do to further, your education in this. That was better received.
Yeah, and that's how Michelle's would be better. Share what's real for you, Michelle. So if it's if you feel awkward, say it. I feel really awkward sharing this even, but I felt led and inspired to do so. And I know that many of you are looking for a solution, and I wasn't even planning on this, but I feel like I need to open up my calendar. Be as open and honest and real as possible and just share it and then have a way for them to do it. And so hey, if you're interested, or you could even just be hey, if you're interested in exploring some opportunities, just reply back to this email and we'll set up a time and we can get together and chat, and I'll share with you some of the key things that I've learned over the years. And if you're interested, I have some solutions that I'm putting together to help you get results faster than what it took me. It can save you 10 years of experience there. That's a totally simple call to action. It's non-salesy at all.
Oh, but it's all about service. And it's wow. And then, on the call, then you do the strategy session, right? And you start with the strategy session and go through that whole process.
Right. Okay.
That makes sense.
It does. It does. Cool. And thank this you for the email or the Facebook stuff.
Was that?
I was saying thank you also for what she had shared, and I'm sorry I don't remember your name.
Lark.
Lonnie?
Lark. L-A-R-K.
Lark. Okay.
Yeah.
So Tyler?
Cool. Yeah.
I was trying to find the time that you were talking to Lark about the Facebook, and I was choosing the wrong weeks to try and review that. that conversation. I don't know.
About
the Facebook and how to do that, and you say, oh, just make something catchy. I don't know how to do that. It seems like there's always something that is blocking me, whether, you know, I sit and try and find the right thing to listen to, or maybe what you should do is just help me get out of this funk. I just, I hate it when I'm in this place. And as I'm trying to push forward, I get into this place so much more often. And part of it, I know it's hormones. I stopped having a period for 2 months, and it's just like, bah. But I just, it's like I can't.
When was the last time you went out and just yelled and expressed yourself?
It's been about a month.
Might be a good time to revisit that. It sounds like you're fed up and you got a lot of stuff that needs expressed, so I'd go express that.
Okay. Yeah, because it's just the technology aspect. I just, you know, my husband doesn't really want to help me, and I was just in despair yesterday. It's like, and part of it, Tyler, is I can't remember what I learned.
And you don't need to remember.
Well, no, like today, when you're like, oh, if there's no one else that wants to speak, I couldn't remember how to unmute myself. I would push the button. I'm like, can you hear me? There was nothing. I'd unpush it. I'm like, can you hear me? There was nothing. I tried it four different times. And yeah, you know, and I've had a cell phone now for 2 years, and I can't remember what it looks like when I'm muted and when I'm not. And it's just so I don't think other people understand what my brain has gone through. And I've made it through so much with how I can function at the level I can. But it is so frustrating that I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I can't keep hold of learning.
Lori K, pause. Yeah. Take a breath. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Now when you breathe, focus on getting 100% oxygen in your lungs. So breathe in through your nose as big as you can, 100% oxygen into all chambers of your lung. Breathe in
and out.
In again
and out.
In again. 100%. Feel your lungs expanding 100%. Breathe in as big as you can and then out. In again. And out. In again. And out. In again. And out. Be sure and go 100% in your lungs and out. And keep breathing as deep as you can, 100% in, and as you breathe out, about just a 40%, just kind of a simple out. Breathe in 100%.
And feel it all the way in your scalene
neck. Feel, try to get that breath. Keep breathing. Really deep breath, 100% in and out. Three more big breaths. Big, deep, deep, full breaths. And then on your, so breathe. And then one more after this. And
And then on this last one, so full in,
when you breathe out, breathe all the way out and push out as all the air you can, and then hold your breath.
And hold it. Hold as long as you can. And when you feel like you need to breathe, count down from 10. Keep holding it. Now, take a deep breath in and hold and squeeze all parts of your body. Tighten every part of your body. Take a deep breath in and hold it, and then tighten from your feet to your knees, to your buttocks, to your elbows, to your hands, to your face. Squeeze and tighten, 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 tighten as hard as you can, holding that breath on the full breath in. And then as soon as you let it out, just let it all out.
That's called oxygen. Welcome back to Earth. Hi, Laurie Kay. How are you feeling?
Still frustrated, but...
Yeah. Because you haven't done what I told you. So go
after this. Go express yourself. The phone is not where you need to do it. Go leash out
that crap. And if you need to do this breathing process, do it for 6 minutes.
And then at the end, breathe it all out. Hold as much as you can. And on the inhale, tighten and tighten and tighten and tighten, or do some workout as you're holding it, and you'll find you'll be in a state of clarity and peace. Okay? Problem is when you have all the frustration, all the anger and everything, you lose oxygen. It's all like cutting everything off.
So breathe. You'll find if you can breathe, you can handle anything. People who are stressed, they're not breathing. Get your oxygen into your body so you can think clearly. And yes,
you've come a long way and you're doing great, so I acknowledge that. And don't let the next thing stop you, like your
journey. Okay?
Yes.
And if you need help, reach out to support. You have help. So
get clear before you ask for help. Like, do that breathing process, go express, then ask for help.
Okay, tell me the process so I can write it down. Because I know I won't be able to find this recording and this section.
Okay, so instead of saying that as a statement, you're probably right. If you know you won't find it and you won't find the section, you're right.
How about you say, hey, I am capable and I'm going to learn and it's going to be easy. Start getting into a more positive mindset. And even if the path,
it's awesome.
Right.
So the breathing is the following.
Okay.
Breathe in through your nose 100%, out through the mouth 40%. In
40%.
Through the nose as much as you can, and then out a little bit.
Okay.
Do that for 3 minutes. And then on the exhale, breathe all the way out and hold. Then on the inhale, hold and tighten. And this Bob showed me really well, and it's a really great process.
No, it's very similar to some of the Kundalini breathing that I...
Yeah, that's what it mainly is, but this process is a great release technique and a clarity technique. If you don't want to process or EAT something, then you just breathe.
And so while you're tightening, that's where you hold the breath and don't breathe for 10 seconds longer than what you think you need?
That's on the, when you breathe all the way out. So it's exhale and hold till as much as you can. And then
count down from 10, hold as much as you can, and then on the inhale, hold again, and then tighten on the inhale.
And that's where you end?
Yep.
Okay.
And you can do that 3 minutes starting off, and then work up to 6, and then 9, and play with it. The longer you do it, the more clarity you'll have.
Okay.
Good?
That's good. And the reason I had my first comment is because I've tried to go back and find things and have not had success.
Great. So you email support and be like, hey, I'm trying to find this thing. Can you help me? Support can find it to you.
Oh, okay.
Lori K., it was about 2 weeks ago, whether it was 2 weeks ago today or 2 weeks ago yesterday. However, I don't think you need that to go back and hear that little snippet, because I'm just going to tell it to you right now, all right? So what Tyler said that impacted me was that rather than going and promoting yourself and jumping on Facebook Live and like, this is me and this is why I'm so great and this and this and this and me and my program, teach a concept about, you know, something you've learned, and then say, I would love to share with you some things that I've learned or how ways that I've learned that has helped me along the way. And if you're interested, write in the comments below and I'll get in touch with you. That's it. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So how Tyler's like, you need to have something, words to catch their idea, to catch their eyes to even click on it. And my brain does not think creatively of how to even formulate something.
So yeah, let's try a new declaration. My brain is capable and knows how to speak creatively. Because all I'm hearing from you is a lot of I can't. So start shifting that, because you're right, whatever you believe.
Well, and have you noticed when you asked for me to start verbally talking into your Voxer, how hard that is for me to even flow a sentence out? Can you hear that, Tyler, when I try to do that?
No.
That's because I pause it a million times as I'm trying to.
Because that's what you hear. Word. I hear you attempting to reach out. That's all I hear.
Okay.
So start believing in yourself. Start changing your phraseology. Like if I was going to do a CAT, I would do it on all this nonsense that's in your head about how you can't do something, how you're incapable, which is a bunch of BS. You're a very capable person. I've talked to you and I know what you're capable of. And all the things that you're saying is a bunch of crap. It might
real. Honestly, that's my biggest fear. It's like, I don't want to have clients because I'm afraid I will freeze and not know what to do.
Yeah, what a great CAT. What an awesome opportunity to change. Right? That's a fear. Change it. And you have
so
help.
So just do the CAT of I don't want clients because I'm afraid I won't know what to do.
Yeah, and I'll freeze up.
Okay.
Yeah, like these are awesome. You're sharing everything you need to transform on. This is great. Like if I gave you a program, this would be it. Just listen to what you're saying and then write those out and CAT them. All your negative statements are the things that feel so real and are trapped, and those are the things that you can work through. Like every negative statement is valid only because we believe it is. So if we change it, then it's no longer valid. And I get it,
so
like in the middle of it.
Doing
it's hard
it to the
do.
Negative would be the way I need to do this, since that's where I.
Sure.
Okay.
Or you could flip it and be like, and then do it on the opposite. But do whatever you can do and go from there. Cool?
Okay.
All right. So Andy was saying, apparently there's some comments Tanya and Andy are on. And apparently you guys might be on Zoom. And can you Can you guys hear? Because they're on the call, but they haven't been able to talk. So did you join through audio? Like, you might just try dialing in with the phone, and that'll probably make it a lot easier.
That's what happened to me, Tyler. I hung up and dialed again, because at first, as I was pushing my mute and unmute, it was doing nothing.
Okay. So maybe there's some Uber conference bugs. So
so let's just say here. So let's see. Morning, Michelle. I wasn't able to be heard in our call, but thanks for sharing. How about your niche being women who have endured nasty divorces? To help them wade through the trauma and beat the oppression out of an abusive relationship to be your kid's hero. Give them something to talk about. You go, girl. I love it. And then to Joseph, I said, this is Andy, try to shift from 1,500 to 1,500. Faster, simpler, easier, which is a metaphor, not just words. There you go. So a little different phraseology. 1,500 to just 1,500. Cool, Michael.
Shift in thoughts. And then 3 out of 3, it says kick some ass.
But to help kick, nasty divorces to help kick some ass. That's the hero. That's awesome. Cool. Okay, who else? What else? Do you guys have any other questions?
Tyler, can you hear me?
You have a minute. 8. Yeah, what's up? Who's this?
This is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
Go
for it.
Okay. Yeah, I was on my computer before and wasn't connecting, so now I'm on my phone, so hopefully
okay. This
is good.
yeah, this works.
Yeah, so Mark and I are here.
Hey,
and
Mark.
The biggest thing that I would like some input on or some help with is I have 2 programs coming up this month, and one is a yoga teacher training program, and one is my program, which is the Holistic Health Energy Practitioner Training Program, and maybe just some help on how to, I mean, where I've been talking to people, and I put it out on an email. I have an email list of about 4,000 people, and I've gotten some people also through my Facebook group. I have about 2,500 people in there, and you know, I have had some interest, and I've been talking to people. I have a few people enrolled. So it's kind of the yoga teacher training starts this coming Saturday.
Okay.
And the ones that I that have been interested, they're just coming like through my shop. And what I've done is, and then I also send out the email. I also have a Facebook ad running for that. And the ones that do come through, I set up appointments with, and I just talk to them face to face. And we did it's been about 2 weeks ago. I had a couple people that were interested, and we did kind of a great thing. I mean, when the people came in, I had this idea that, like, because Mark has been through the program, and I'm not necessarily a yoga person. I'm more into the energy medicine. And so I would talk to them for a couple of minutes. And in the past, I'm the sole person, like, selling this program. And there's the yoga teacher that actually teaches it, she's not really involved in the selling part. And I mean, she puts a flyer together and then also puts it out on her Facebook, but I'm the person who actually does who talks to the person and actually makes the sale. So
okay.
Anyway, they had a couple of people that had called in, got appointments for them, and I was talking with them for a few minutes. And then when we started to get into more of the details, I brought Mark in the room and let him talk to them about the program for just a couple of minutes. And then he excused himself after about 10 minutes. And they both of those people back to back, they signed, right? You know, they filled out the paperwork and sent them in. And so, so that worked really well. But I'm just trying to think through everything. Like when people call in, you know, a message is taken and then then we set up an appointment. And sometimes people don't call, you know, like they don't call back to actually schedule the appointment. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes
there are no shows.
If they schedule the appointment, they show up, but the problem can be is like when they call in, there's a little bit of a lag time for me to get back with them. You know what I mean? Not a lag time, but it's like, okay, they take the appointment and then, the front desk does, and then they're checking with my schedule, and then we get back with them, and then sometimes we don't hear back from people, you know, we don't hear back from them on.
So where's the last, where are they falling out? So they're like, hey, I'm interested. Then the office takes down their information. The office reaches out to them to schedule, and then they don't pick up or something.
Correct.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, I'm just trying to think through all the avenues here.
Good. So when they are at the office and they're like, how do they know to talk to the office? Like, does it say, hey, if you're interested in this certification or whatever, talk to the office? Like, how do they know to talk?
They usually see it on the email or they see the flyer when they walk in.
Okay. And then they're like, hey.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So I might actually train your office to do a little poll. And I would just have them say, okay, hey, awesome. Thanks for reaching out. 0 to 10, 10 being like the most interested in this to really like whatever it is that you're doing. So it's like to become certified and get that information, 0 being not at all. Where would you rate your interest? And if they're like, oh, I'm a 3, then that would be like, okay, we'll send out an email because they're not going to show.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
But if they're like, oh yeah, I'm like really interested, like 9 or 10. Sweet.
Well, since you're at a 9 or 10, what we do, and then your office would say this.
You know, people who are at a 9 or 10 at
interest level, what we do is we schedule you with Tanya. And we get that your guys' time is really valuable, and so is Tanya's. We just want to honor your time. So we want to find and it's all about the client. We just want to honor your time and make sure that we can find something that's a fit so that we can make sure you get all the information you need to figure out if this is a good fit for you or not. And what's a good time for you? And then you could just ask, you know, have them ask them, what are some good times and dates for you? 3. What are 3 good times and dates for you that we could potentially schedule? I'm going to look on the calendar and see if anything fits. And if not, we'll reach out to you. And here's the number we're going to call you from. So be sure and have that. Know that this is the number we'll be calling you by. And then we'll call you within the next 24 hours or something. Be sure and pick up, as this is something that is going pretty quick. And if this is a priority, then be sure and take that call. That way we can get you plugged in. So it's kind of like a script that you'd go through for them to handle people who are interested. And that would probably eliminate the no-shows because you're adding more value up at the front and it's a more higher commitment because it's talked about in a more in-depth way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they usually call in and they're asking questions. And
okay.
Like one of the first questions is always like, how much is it? And then they want to know times and dates and all of that. So, go ahead.
You have them fill out you could also have them apply. Like if you're sending out an email, then like I have people just apply and then I reach out to them personally. So this
works well for emails is like I share all the time, the date, the value on it. I don't share the price, but I share the value and be like, hey, in the call, we'll talk about the full investment and we'll give you some discounts since you're part of the group or whatever. And then be like, hey, if you're interested, apply below. And then it's just a Google form that has questions like name, email, phone, like why is this important to you? What stands out about the training? Are you looking to, how much income are you making? Do you want to make income with this? And how much would you want to make with it? And then how teachable are you? Is a good one. Like how skilled are your I check in these because this is what I teach as well. Is like, how's your marketing skills? 0 to 10, 10 being really good. Oh, how well are you at, running a business? And so I have them do a little 10 question application. And then I can just reach out to them. And in the form, it says, hey, once you've applied, I'm going to text you or email you. And we'll set up a time to talk about all the details. Like that's an easy way
to do it.
Where would that fit in? Like straight from the email or?
Yeah, straight from the email.
Okay.
Yep, and then you just create a little Google form. Have 10 questions on there.
The questions that you're looking for. That you need answers to, and then have that be part of the form. So like whatever emails they're reaching out to the office, instead of that being the call to action, have them just reach out, put in their form. And that in and of itself will eliminate some of the no-shows because people who fill out a form, they're going to show up, most of them.
Okay.
So you use Google Form.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you want an example of how I have mine, you can go onto the CAT Facebook, the Complete Alignment Technique Facebook group. And if you look at like the posted video, there's a form people can click. And just look at how I set up the form. It's really simple. And it's just like 10 questions. But that helps a lot. And that's where I take all my applications
for my training courses.
So some of the verbiage up front to like actually attract people into it. I mean, I think we've done fairly well, but just wondering if there might be something, I don't know, some other words that we could use or.
Now, what are you using right now?
I'm trying to pull it up. Hang on a second. So basically we're. Here it is. The yoga teacher put a thing together and I told her that we need to focus on some of the pain points and she came up with something that like I don't totally resonate with. So when I send out the email, I use other verbiage too.
Okay.
And trying to pull it up here.
And feel free to forward me any of that stuff that you want me to look over.
so that we can review some of the verbiage and, like, if it's working, then continue it. You know, I don't want to change anything that's working, but if something could be improved, then maybe we can tweak some stuff.
So, like, I just start off the this particular email that I've been sending out. Yoga has become extremely popular as a form of exercise. If that's what you're looking for, this is not for you. And says yoga has been reduced to a form of physical fitness that has removed all the benefits of what authentic yoga can provide. That's why we've decided to offer you yoga teacher training, which teaches you yoga as an ancient science that integrates the mind, body, and soul. This training offers yoga that will transform your life so you can teach others and assist them in their own transformation. And then number one, we'll teach you the ancient science of yoga, and you'll explore your life's path in a deeper way. Number two, we'll teach you true yoga. You'll experience your own personal transformation. Three, we'll train you. You'll receive certification as a 300-hour yoga teacher and Reiki level 2 practitioner. So some of the questions on the actual going more into it is, do you feel like your life has no balance and is in constant chaos? That was the yoga teacher, that was her verbiage.
Yeah.
Do you wish your life had meaning and purpose? Do you desire clarity and direction? And then we have some testimonials from past students. And we basically talk on that particular email about what they get. And
okay.
I mean, there's more verbiage. I mean,
that's good. That sounds great. So then with that, when you talk about the value on there, and do you have any, what's the, like, the value and the commitment pieces that you're talking about on there?
This is just from her. She has what you get, training manual, 300 plus hours of instruction, flexible payment plan, one-on-one coaching, instruction from expert teachers, extensive teaching experience. I'm Reiki certified, or extend your current Reiki application, and private Facebook group.
Okay, and does she share any values, like numbers?
Like what?
Like values of numbers, like each one of those valued at?
No,
you know.
No, so that's something we could do.
I highly suggest adding the values, because you want people to start getting used to seeing money, especially if they're going to be talking about money. So this is just kind of philosophy on it, what I've seen work. It's like when you're offering something, even if you're not offering it for the price, you can still share the value of, like, value $1,000, and then share what people have valued it at. And then you can say, hey, if you're interested, you know, for the full, you know, to really figure out if this is a fit and talk prices, because you're a member, we can set up payments, talk about what's a good fit for you. And stuff like that. That way they're, like, aware of it, that it's a conversation to figure out the pricing and to figure out if it's a fit.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Because even on the information from my program, I don't I don't value it out like that.
I like to show them value because I want them to see how much they're getting. Like, and if you have somebody reading through that email, there's two things that's going to happen.
If you share a lot of value and it's like, wow, over $10,000 worth of value. And then you could even share something like, hey, in the call, we're going to talk about what the investment is. And people spend tens of thousands of dollars to find clarity, to find happiness and hope and get trainings. You won't even have to spend $10,000 for this, you know, not even close to it. You can diffuse that and to be like, in the conversation, we're going to go over the exact investment. We'll figure out according to your financial situation and see if
something like that. And then be like, schedule below or apply below to get scheduled. And you could even have it set up if you wanted. You could even just
lead them to an application. The application, I take manually the applications, and then because I don't take everybody who applies. But if I see some, most everybody I do. But if you want everybody who applies to get a conversation, why not just lead them to a calendar link after the application? So it's like they fill out the application, and then it leads them to a calendar link to schedule personally with you. Like that would work. And that would save them from having to call in. That would save them from having to figure out your schedule. Like what if you just had to go straight to a calendar link?
Okay. I just have to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. So you can use if you're not going to use a Google form, you can even use
something like schedule once, or what are some other ones? There's like tons of
ones. I use Acuity.
Yeah, I do use Acuity. I just don't know how I would hook it up to the.
Does Acuity let you have a questionnaire?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah, most of them do. So, like, they'll have a questionnaire and then they schedule.
Or they schedule and then it goes to a questionnaire or something. So then you could just send them the link. They'd click it. So, like, for me, I have some places where they do that. And then other places where it's just a simple Google form and then I reach out to them and schedule it personally. So it just depends, you know, how many people are you getting in, and if you want to, if you get a lot of people, I would automate it, right? But if you have less than 10, then it just, you could do a simple Google form and then reach out to them, contact them, and get them scheduled. That's an extra step, but your office could do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I use schedule or you. Oh, no, I use you can book me. Something like that.
Okay. I use Acuity for my practice. So that might just be the best way. I haven't actually looked at the like doing a questionnaire or anything like that, though.
Yeah, it should be pretty simple. It's about as easy as a Google form. Most of them are pretty simple.
It will walk you through it.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. I've never used Acuity, but Mark has.
So along those same lines, so for my program, through the Facebook group, so I get people that are interested, or they say they want the information. So would you do the same thing? Because I find that, I mean, some of them will come through where I can actually have like a face-to-face video call. But then, after that, everything seems to fall apart.
Yeah.
So,
here's the best way I've found. This is just for me when I do my certification program.
I send out an email and I say, and I talk about this thing that I'm going to be talking about, like the certification for the CAT. And I send out an email that excites them about this idea of getting paid doing something amazing. And I send out two or three emails and then I say that I'm going to do a live webinar on it to do this free training to show them how they could get paid to teach this amazing technique and impact people. So they're like, ooh, this would be cool, and it's free, and it's like an exploratory thing. So it's just like content, right? And I email, and I do a couple posts on Facebook to mention I'm going to do this thing, and then it's linked to a Zoom link of when I'm going to start it. So I don't have them opt in. I just say, here's the Zoom link, here's the time, put it in your calendar. Then I roll it out, and I do like a 20-minute enrollment basically, of like saying about the vision of it. And I talk about the program and I talk about all the details. And then the call to action is go to the application form. And I get more out of that way than anything.
Okay.
Because now they're on live, they're asking questions. I'm able to talk about the value. I'm able to talk about like what they could do with it. And then I say, hey,
to talk price and to see if something's a fit, go ahead and just apply there, apply below, click the link below and apply. And then I'll reach out to you and we'll schedule a time. That's a really effective way I found, is just to send out like two or three emails to say, hey, I'm going to teach about whatever it is. You know, yours is like yoga training about, you know, this, the power of yoga is more than just a physical experience. And then a lot of people are trying to get trained. They get trained in all these things. I'd love to share with you how to get trained in creating yoga as a transformational experience. Not only that, but you can get paid for it. You can do this. You can do that. So at Thursday at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be sharing all the details, and I want to share with you this opportunity of how you can take yoga to the next level. Here's the link you'll use to join. And then now they can join, they can listen to it. And then the call to action is sign up for an application. Sign up through the application, get a conversation.
So is that done by Zoom? Is that how you normally do it?
I do it through Zoom, yeah.
Okay.
And then I record it, and then I send it out a couple more times. Hey, if you missed the recording and you wanted to learn about transformation, here it is. And you'll get some other applications that way off the recording.
Because not everybody can make it live.
So you just have, in order for them to get the application, you have just a link to where, to the application?
Yeah. So you do it in two places. So let's say I'm gonna promote this, right? And I'm like, okay, I send out an email to say, hey, yoga isn't just physical exercise, it's spiritual transformation. I talk a little bit about the power of yoga. And then I'm gonna be like, cool, a lot of you are finding interest in wanting to teach this or learn it in depth. I'm gonna be doing an in-depth training on this live on Thursday or Friday or whatever at this time. Here's the Zoom link to join. If you can't make it, try to show up live. If you can't, we will send out a recording. And by the way, and then like a PS, if you already know that you're interested in learning yoga and teaching it, you can go ahead and fill out this form to apply for a conversation. So you're already pre-selling it right there. And you'll have a few people hop in just by doing that. And then you send out two or three emails like that, just different titles, different content, still a call to action at the end. Hey, if you know you're interested and you want to have a conversation on it, here's the application. Boom. And then the link for the training. Then you do the training. Then you send out two or three emails just after to say, okay, hey, did you miss the training on this? And for those who are interested, here's the link to apply.
So here's the recording, and then here's the link to apply. And then maybe two
follow-up emails for the recording.
Okay.
So that makes sense?
Yeah, that would be what we're talking about could also apply to my energy practitioner program.
Yeah, absolutely. You could do the same method.
Yeah. See, with my Facebook group.
Well. Yeah.
With my Facebook group, I don't have their email addresses yet.
So then what you do on your Facebook group, you can just do a post and say, hey, I'm doing this live training on this thing, kind of just like an email. And then to say, okay, hey, if you're interested, here's the link. I'll be going live on Thursday or Friday or whatever. And then once it's done, you can post it on Facebook again and be like, hey, if you missed the recording or if you missed the live training, here's the recording. here's the link to apply. And put those in the comments, the link to reply. And, or, I mean, you could just, if you post it as a announcement, then you can post it in the top. The problem with Facebook is if you post a YouTube video, like a replay, or you put a link that's external out of Facebook, they don't tend to show it to as many people. So it's better to put those in the comments, unless it's like a pinned post. Then it would work and people would see it.
Okay. And in the training, if it's just going to be 20 minutes, what would you recommend teaching them?
Oh, yeah. So you want to talk about like the vision, like so let's say you start off on the training, you want to talk about the big vision and the problem that people are facing. So if I'm doing the CAT training, I'm like, hey, you know, many of you have done transformation over the years, and the problem is it's taking too long, and you feel like it's getting results in some places and not in others. So you got to sell them on the whole shebang, right?
Okay. Yeah. So then just like okay.
It's just like a sales conversation.
Uh-huh.
And it just paint the vision of like, imagine what it would be like to be able to teach yoga, get paid for it while you're getting your own transformation and spiritual journey. For me, it's been such a blessing for me and my husband, and we've been doing all these things. We've been able to create a lot of impact and a lot of wealth with it. And it's been something that we really are passionate about, and we want to spread this to other people. So the reason why
we're doing this, and give them a reason, like, we want to teach you guys because we know that there's so many people out there who want to go on a spiritual journey, have a passion for something, and are like, wow, I'd love to do this, but it's hard to take off time work and do this. But what if you could actually get paid to do it? What if you could go out and experience transformation while creating an income? How cool would that be? So that's what we're doing today, is we're talking about that. And here's the program details. In this program, we're going to do
here's the details, And then diffuse any objections of, like, some of you might be thinking,
oh, how long is this going to take? Well, it's going to take this long. And some of you might be thinking, oh, but what if it's too much money? Well, here's the value on this. And imagine if you're teaching a class, and you get 10 people in or 20 people in, and you get to make this much money. So you could basically make back your investment within several months after learning this. In most businesses you buy, it takes 3 years to make back your ROI. What if you could do that in several months while experiencing spiritual transformation? Wouldn't that be an awesome business to invest in? So if you're interested, like, to figure out the, you know, and talk about the details of the investment, we want to just hop on a call with you, and in that call we're going to go of, like, why do you want to be, like, what really stands out? And if you're just in this for the money, it's probably not a good fit. But if you're in this for the transformation, the spiritual journey, and to make money, this would be a great opportunity for you. I'd love to have a conversation. So just click the link below to apply. There'll be a little apply button, and then when we're done, when you apply, I'll reach out to you. Or if it's through a calendar link, you'll schedule in the calendar and we'll get on the call. We'll talk. I'll hear about your journey, what you're looking to get out of this. And then if it's a fit, I'll share with you the opportunity, the investment. And we have different things that you can do, payment plan or paid in full. And if it's a fit, we'll get you plugged in and you'll start your spiritual transformation. So go ahead and click below. What questions do you guys have? And then, like, open it up for questions.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Cool. Yeah, you're welcome. All right, cool. So I do have a call here now in 5 minutes. I moved it because I wanted to cover that, because I know you had trouble with the phone.
So thanks, everybody, for hopping on, and we'll get this recording out to you. And thanks so much for everything you guys are doing, and hopefully you can hit back and listen to this recording and get some gold nuggets here. So thanks so much, and we'll talk to you guys soon.